NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Pentagon is ordering a state of heightened military readiness due to the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says the White House is sending mixed signals because the world already knows the U.S. is evacuating family members and some staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine.
So the same team that bungled the evacuation in Afghanistan may get another shot to do the same in Ukraine. We're a year into the Biden administration, and you can literally measure our global retreat.
A panel of judges is allowing a district attorney in Georgia to set up a special grand jury that will investigate the 2020 presidential election. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is investigating former President Trump's role in trying to get the results overturned in that state. Willis is looking into things like Trump's call to Georgia's Secretary of State, asking him to find votes to make sure he wins the state instead of Biden. As NYPD officer Wilbert Mora clings to life, the suspect in last Friday's shooting is now dead. Liz Warner has more.
The suspect in last weekend's deadly police shooting has died. 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil died Monday afternoon. Friday, McNeil shot and killed 22-year-old rookie NYPD officer Jason Rivera and injured Rivera's partner, Wilbert Mora. Mora was moved Sunday from Harlem Hospital to NYU Langone, and having undergone several surgeries, he remains in critical condition. The shootings happened when officers responded to a domestic call Friday, and a third policeman, Officer Sumit Sulam, fired the shot that ultimately immobilized the suspect.
Three Baltimore firefighters are dead following the collapse of a burning row house. Fire crews responded to the vacant row house around 6 a.m. A mayday was called when the structure collapsed. One firefighter was immediately rescued and rushed to a hospital. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.